Welcome to Kuvera's weekly digest on the most critical developments related to business, finance and markets. In 1785, Robert Burns offered an apology to a tiny mouse after accidentally plowing through its nest. But remorse wasn't the only feeling the tenant farmer turned excise collector expressed. In his poem To a Mouse, Scotland's most famous poet also contemplated on the role fate plays in our lives and how even the best laid plans often fail to bring us the joy they promised. The feelings the poet expresses and the lessons the poem teaches us are timeless. Consider what has happened over the past few weeks. On May 4, the RBI raised interest rates, just weeks after keeping them unchanged. On May 14, the government banned wheat exports, barely days after forecasting record shipments. On May 21, it slashed excise duty on petrol and diesel, less than 2 months after allowing fuel retailers to jack up prices. And on May 25, the government capped sugar exports, after shipments jumped to a record. These measures came because the government and the RBI's best-laid plans to boost economic growth and control inflation are going astray. Last weekend, the finance ministry lowered excise duty on diesel by 6 rupees and on petrol by 8 rupees a litre. It also announced a subsidy of 200 rupees per gas cylinder to the poor. This week, the government restricted sugar exports to 10 million tons for the rest of the sugar season through September. The export cap dragged down shares of most sugar companies this week. Still, most sugar companies have outperformed the benchmark indices over the past few months. The duty cut on petrol and diesel will result in a revenue loss of almost 1 trillion rupees. This could make it difficult for the government to meet its fiscal deficit targets. The government can bridge the gap with additional borrowings, or cut expenditure, or increase taxes on the rich or sell more assets. There are no easy choices here. But whatever choices the authorities might make, let's hope they don't bring us further grief and pain. Talking about pain, India's much-celebrated startups are in the world of pain. Startups such as Ola, Vedantu, Unacademy, Meesho and Furlenco have laid off 5,000 to 6,000 people so far this year. And the number could multiply by 10 times as a funding winter looms. VC investors are also turning cautious. Public market investors are having a rethink, too. This is evident from the meltdown in stocks of tech companies. Paytm, Zomato, Policybazaar, and Freshworks have all slumped 60 to 70%, partly because of lack of visibility on profits. Both Paytm and Zomato reported wider losses for the January to March quarter. The weak performance of these stocks, as well as market volatility, is prompting many other tech startups, such as Olio, to change their IPO plans. That's prudent, no doubt. After all, we all know what happens to plans. Until next week, happy investing.